Hello, good evening.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Lance Corporal Walters. My first name's Jason.
Nice to meet you, Jason. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's not a problem. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to do anything.
Well, you know, it's something different, right?
It is. I'm very, very excited.
So, you know, and I say that something different because you guys do get into a pattern and you find yourself kind of sticking to that pattern. And I think that's by design, correct?
I'm not sure if it's by design, but I do know that there is definitely a pattern over here. You basically do the same thing every day, day in and day out. And it actually helps. It gets you on a schedule and it makes days go by faster.
And you can plan things, I think, because you know exactly what you're going to be doing.
That's true.
So let's talk about what you do.
I am a MAGTAF planning specialist. I do basically all the forced deployment. I get our troops out here, and I get them back home. In civilian terms, I'm basically a travel agent.
And probably one of their favorite people, I would assume.
Yes, especially when it comes to sending them back home.
How in your typical day, how many travel plans, how many people do you make travel plans for?
We do it for everyone we deploy with. So everyone we come out here with, you know, we arrange all of their flights and everything like that. And when we bring them back home, well before they come back home, we're already setting up dates and flights and times and everything. We set up everything way in advance, so we always keep busy. There's always something for us to do.
Yeah, I bet. And you do the trips, like the R&R trips or the 2 week or the 3 week trip home, correct?
That we do not do. That is handled by the S1. It's another, basically another element. At administration.
Gotcha. And what prompted you a few years ago to decide to join? What was your, did you have your mind set on it, or was it a decision that you made, I don't want to say quickly, because I don't think that's a decision you can make quickly. Was it lifelong?
I've always known that I wanted to go into the military. I wasn't really sure what branch or when I wanted to go in. I graduated high school in 2009, and I started working. And I pretty much just got tired of being at home because I didn't go to college.
Right.
I wanted to do something more exciting with my life, so I decided it was finally time to join the military in 2010. So I waited about a year after high school.
Sometimes I think that's a good thing. I do believe that, you know, it's like taking a breath and then exhaling. When you have some time to think about what it is you want to do and where you want to go, I think that's a good thing. It worked out for you, yes?
It did. I definitely agree with that. I think even just a year, I feel like I was more mature and ready to handle the military better than some of the people that were just out of high school, fresh out of high school, and joined right up. I feel like I was definitely more ready for it.
Yeah. And looking back, isn't it strange to look back on, you know, 2009, there you were in high school, which really wasn't that long ago. But doesn't it seem from your perspective now and where you sit right now and what you do and the bigger picture that you're involved in, doesn't it seem like it was an eternity?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes it's unbelievable to see how far I've actually come. I mean, I feel like I've definitely grown up. This definitely makes you mature more. And it's crazy to see where I was in high school and where I am now. I feel like a different person.
Well, you know, I think we kind of, every few years, we kind of do morph into a different person. I mean, and that kind of life experience can really affect, it changes everything. You know, there are events in life that I think are really turn you in a different direction, what you're doing being one of them, having a child being one of them, and, you know, you have all these wonderful things to look forward to as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at your family history. I'm so fascinated by the fact that you have relatives, grandparents, grandfathers, who were World War II vets.
Yes, ma'am.
And the pictures and the stories your folks must have. I think that's really cool. I am such a huge fan and supporter of our World War II veterans too, because they're history. You know, they are living history.
They are. It's really amazing hearing some of the stuff they went through back then. And you know, anytime I see a World War II vet, or really any war veteran, I always give them time of day to thank them. And it's really something everyone should do.
When it comes to plotting out, I mean, a typical person, somebody that you work with, getting their air travel, their itinerary together, what steps do you take? You compared yourself to a travel agent. Do you usually use the same methods that travel agents use?
I'm not particularly sure what method travel agents actually do.
Me neither.
For my job, it's not too hard. We basically build them their own flight, and then put them on an actual flight. It's kind of like assigning them like a mission,
mm-hmm.
and then they execute that mission. They get on that flight and they come over here, or they come back home.
Gotcha. So you make sure that they get where they need to be. Besides putting them on a plane,
yes,
you make sure they get to the airport.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Well, you know, that's a load off, I think, too, when you are dealing with, you know, young men and women, who many of whom have never traveled before, let alone out of the country. There's an element of fear in that travel, especially going to Afghanistan. So having somebody make sure those details are taken care of, that's hugely important.
Oh, absolutely. This was my first deployment also, and just being able to actually plan it, to see, you know, where we're going to stop, how our flight's going to go, it actually helped me. And being able to help the other people, the other Marines, and letting them know, hey, this is when we're leaving, we're stopping here, we're going to arrive at this time, this is what the schedule looks like. It definitely helps everyone out.
So what's your plan? I know your family owns, your family has a business. They have a bicycle shop. What is
yes,
your plan?
Ma'am.
Are you going to stay in the military? What are you going to do?
I'm definitely going to do at least one more enlistment. I'm not sure where I'm going to go from there. I haven't made up my mind yet if I want to make this a career, because I would like to take over my father's bicycle store, and it you know, it's been in the family forever, and that's something I definitely want to do. I'm just not sure of the timeline yet.
Gotcha. You know, it's there waiting for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Is that where you worked before you joined?
I actually did not. I tried working for my dad, but I always found myself, you know, sneaking off to go surf or do something else instead of work.
So you got
actually
fired by your dad.
basically, yes. I worked on a commercial fishing boat, actually.
Oh, wow.
I did that for about a year.
Wow.
It was fun. Yeah. It was definitely a good experience. I feel like that helped me for the military also.
Yeah, I would say so, in a lot of ways. Especially, I mean, in some ways I wonder if that was more treacherous and dangerous and just taxing on you, because that is intense.
Oh, absolutely. At times it was, you know, it could definitely get pretty hairy out there.
Yeah. What were you fishing for?
I mostly went for scallops. We did a couple long line trips, you know, tuna, sharks, stuff like that.
You have some experience. You've done a lot of
yes,
stuff.
Ma'am.
You've done more stuff than a lot of people do in their whole life.
I definitely feel like I have, and I'm very fortunate for that. And I know I'm going to do a lot more also. And
oh, yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm an active person, and I like to keep busy.
Yeah. So what do you do when you have some time to yourself?
When I have time to myself, I love the beach. I grew up on an island. I love to surf, skate, snowboard, anything with a board. But my real passion is wrestling. I love to wrestle. And I'm definitely, when we get back from this deployment, I'm going to try to go to the Marine Corps wrestling team and see if that works out.
You know, maybe there is a mixed martial arts future for you.
It's possible.
I don't know a man alive who wouldn't do that, who doesn't dream of that.
I think everyone
out
knows.
Of shape guys, or my husband's pushing 50, and I swear he would do it too if he could.
It's definitely it's one of the hardest things you could do, and it just, you know, it's brutal. It's everything that a guy loves.
Yeah, exactly. So when I'm assuming, and you may not be able to mention exactly when, but summertime is when you'll be rotating back here stateside, correct?
Yes, ma'am. For the majority of us, we'll be coming back sometime in the summer.
So the first thing you're going to do, I mean, I know what you have in mind. You've just given me a laundry list of things that you look forward to doing when you get home. But what is the first thing you're going to do? Let's say your plane lands, grab your bags. You're in the car. Where is the first stop you want to make?
First stop I want to make, I think I could go for probably maybe a nice steak from a restaurant. I definitely want to be with my family.
Yeah, yeah. You going to take some time and go on a little trip, a little vacation?
Absolutely. I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but there's definitely some arrangements made for my dad to take some time off. And we're all going to get together and do something.
That's fantastic. I have a stepson who is in the Navy, and he'll be home next month. And we're very excited that he's coming home. And, you know, he's a little older than you, married, has a child, and we haven't even met our child yet. So we're very excited. I know what your parents are thinking. I know. I know. So, when you get stuff from home, and I'm assuming that, you know, you have people who would like to send you things, or maybe you get to take advantage
of
some of those awesome care packages that come your way, what do you like to get?
Basically just the essentials. You know, some type of body wash or soap, some kind of shampoo. It's just simple stuff.
It's amazing how much you appreciate the simple stuff, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Every time there's a package, you know, everyone gets pretty happy about it. And even if it's just candy or anything, candy is a big thing. We love candy.
I asked the guy I talked to last week to take a picture of the bulletin board that has all the letters from the kids. You know, the letter-writing campaigns have been posting letters up in pictures and things like that. And
yes.
So if you know where that bulletin board is, I haven't gotten that picture yet. Maybe you can put a good word in for me and have them send me a photograph of that bulletin board, because I really would like to see it.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. I'm almost certain that PAO will definitely be able to get that done for you.
Cool. Very, very cool. So my show is a country music show, heard all over the place, and naturally a lot of my listeners are affiliated with a service, with military in some capacity, whether they are in it, have been in it, or married into it, or a child of someone who's in the service, and huge supporters of our servicemen and women, and are the very people who put those packages together through their churches or schools or whatever, and are always looking for ways that they can show their support. Is there anything that you particularly like, any organization that you're fond of, that is supportive to military and families?
Oh, yes, ma'am. A big one I always contribute to it every year is the Wounded Warrior Project. I think it's one of the best charities that are set up for our Wounded Warriors, obviously, and it helps them out tremendously. And I support everything they do.
Yeah, that's a fantastic organization. And there are, you know, a lot of country stars are involved with the Wounded Warrior Project as well. A lot of songs, the profits, proceeds from songs, certain songs are donated to those, to that organization, to many organizations, but particularly to that one. And I think that's, you know, it's incredibly, it's just cool to know that, you know, I don't know if you're a country fan, but it's really familial and very family-oriented and extremely generous, and they throw themselves into supporting an organization. I think that's why you see a lot of country artists doing USO tours. I don't know how many of those you've seen. Have you been able to catch any shows?
I have not, ma'am. I'm definitely looking forward to one, though. I do love country.
Well, good. That makes me like you even more. And if you had said you didn't like country, it would have been fine. I would have still liked you just the same. Do you have a message you want to send out to your family?
Absolutely. I'd just like to say thank them for their support. They've definitely been there from the day I've gotten here, and I know they'll be there till the day I leave. And I just want to thank them for that.
I wonder what your parents thought when you looked them in the eye and said, "Hey, guess what I'm going to do?" Or guess what I already did. I joined.
It was guess what I'm going to do.
Good. Good. Because your mother would have probably fallen over if you had done it without running it past her first, huh?
Oh, she almost fell over when I ran it past her.
Well, you know, we tend to walk around in circles when we hear something like that, you know. We don't know what to do. You worry a lot about things you don't know. And now she probably
Absolutely.
Has a different perspective because you're there. You're giving her an accurate view as much as you can of what's going on, what you're doing. And she probably has a totally different perspective now.
She does. She does. And what really helps her with that is communicating with the other Marine moms. I know she's involved in a couple websites online with other parents who have their sons are deployed as well, or their daughters are deployed. And talking with them definitely eased her nerves, and talking with me every now and then definitely helps her out.
I just in the 10 years, the amount of the differences between the communication and technology that you have available to you to make a phone call home, you know, once or twice a week, if you're allowed. It's just changed so much. Things have changed so much. And I think that really does settle a lot of nerves with your loved ones back home when you can reach out to them so quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure what it was like before we had access to, you know, telephones and the internet and everything. But now it definitely helps both parties on both ends, the Marines here and their families back home. Definitely good to, you know, talk to your family and let them know what's going on.
I think what it was like before was a lot of going out, checking the mailbox, going back in the house, next day, out to the mailbox, back to the house. I think that's pretty much what it was. You're waiting for a letter. And
yes, ma'am.
That's a wait, and, you know, it took forever for mail to get from there to here. And now, you know, again, you can Skype or send an email and photographs and let your mom know, your dad know that you're good, that you're okay, and that you're actually, you're where you should be. Do you feel like you're where you should be?
Absolutely, man. I feel like I'm definitely on the right track and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
One more quick thing I'll have you do for me, and that is if you want to send a message out to my listeners, those people who love the same music as you and are very supportive, would you like to say anything to them?
I would. I'd also like to thank them for their support. I mean, it's been a long 10 years, and really, we've always been supported, and I just want to thank everyone for that. It definitely means a lot to us over here and just to the Marine Corps in general. It's a really nice feeling. So thank you.
Well, you know, it's the least we could do is to show support and come up with ways that we can take care of you and take care of loved ones back home. And, you know, you're sacrificing a lot. And it's the least we can do to cover you and make sure you're good when you're there or when you come home.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I definitely appreciate that.
Well, again, it's the least we could do. We're very grateful. I'm always humbled when I get a chance to talk to you guys every week. It's such a good experience for me, and I love it. I love being able to do it. And again, just to know that you take 15 minutes and chat with me is really sweet. And please give my love and my regards to your fellow servicemen and women, and know that everybody back here is in full support. And I can't wait for you to get home and for your mom to see you. I'm just really excited for you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And good luck with your son. Hope he gets home safe. And you guys have an awesome time together.
Thank you very much. You have a great day, okay?
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.